Efforts to move the gray wolf off the endangered species list are in limbo. Yesterday, a U.S. District Court in Oregon declared that the Bush administration violated the Endangered Species Act in 2003 when it made it easier for some Western ranchers to kill problem wolves and when it made it easier to develop lands where the gray wolves once lived. The ruling derails a Bush administration plan to withdraw all federal protections for what are known as eastern gray wolves. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
This past summer, Interior Secretary Gail Norton traveled to Michigan to declare what she thought was a major victory in the fight to save endangered species. 30 years after it was virtually exterminated in the lower 48 states, so-called eastern gray wolves had bounced back, to the point where they no longer needed help surviving. In other words, according to Norton, the time had come to take these gray wolves off the federal list of threatened and endangered animals and plants.
Now, this is like taking a patient that has been in the intensive care part of the hospital and now talking about releasing that patient from the hospital.
But if yesterday's ruling from the U.S. District Court in Oregon holds, that patient could remain in intensive care for many years. The ruling was issued in response to a lawsuit filed by environmental groups back in 2003, when the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service first moved to weaken wolf protections. It divided the nation's gray wolves into three separate groups then, eastern, western, and southwestern, and then reclassified the western and eastern populations as threatened, which meant they got less protection. But on Monday, Judge Robert Jones ruled that these changes violated the Endangered Species Act because they were made on the basis of inadequate science. Nina Fascioni is a wolf expert with Defenders of Wildlife.
Wolf conservation and recovery is considered one of the greatest conservation success stories in the past century. We didn't want to see the species backslide by an extreme and premature weakening of federal protections.
Fascioni says this ruling seems to raise the odds of gray wolves someday being introduced to bigger portions of their former range, which once covered almost all of the country. She says the chances of that happening seem highest in eastern states.
Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and upstate New York.
But this ruling angered ranchers and local officials in states like Montana and Idaho. They'd been hoping to take over control of wolf protection programs in the near future. Ed Bangs, a wolf expert with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, says he talked to many worried state officials yesterday, giving all of them the same advice.
You know, remain calm. Let us figure out exactly what this means, and if it impacts you, we'll tell you.
Fang says lawyers from the Fish and Wildlife Service aren't sure what to make of this ruling, which will almost certainly be appealed. He says there's a good chance it will end up changing little in the end, but that hasn't calmed the nervous callers down.
Wolves make people nuts. What happens is wolves are so symbolic, so the wolf lovers will be claiming this as the greatest thing that ever has happened since sliced bread, and the people that don't like wolves will be saying, see, this is the end of life as we know it and stuff, but we have to figure out exactly what it does mean.
There are a few things Bang says he knows for sure about the ruling. One is that the wolf packs reintroduced to Yellowstone National Park 10 years ago are not affected by it. Another is that the packs in the Southwest are not affected either. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.